This is all Brisker Rava talks about this. Even though certain times we do make a bracha minhagim. Like Lamashol Yom Tiv Sheni. That that we keep today, Yom Tiv Sheni, is only a minig of a sena b'yadayim, the Gemara says. That really today we know exactly when the Chodesh is. Really we don't have a sveik of the Yom today. But the reason why we keep Yom Tiv Sheni is minig of a sena b'yadayim. So there are certain things that we only do with Teres and minig, and we make a bracha. Yom Tiv Sheni, we make Kiddush, we daven, we make special brachas on the Yom Tiv. And here the Gemara is mashma that on a minig b'yalma you don't make a bracha. These machalak are said like this to Brisker Rav, that it depends what the minig is. There are certain things that are mitzvahs. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. The mashal making kiddush on Yom Tov. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. We have the mitzvah of the rice on the first day. Now it's a minig to do it the second day. So the minig is to do that mitzvah the second day on such a thing you would make a bracha. Because the minig is to do the mitzvah we have, do it now also. So on such a thing we wouldn't make a bracha. Who would then halal also? That's why we say halal. When we don't say gan halal, it's only a minig. Halal. And still we make a bracha. Because the minig is to do the mitzvah of saying halal, we have such a mitzvah of halal. Mashenke in our rov is, there's no mitzvah at all of our rov. The only mitzvah there was in the Beis HaMikdash itself, by being makif around the Mizbeach. Outside the Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah at all. So that we hold their rovus in shul, there's no such mitzvah like that at all. It's only sound the Rabbanim made a new minig to do this. When the Rabbanim make up a new minig to do, on that we don't make a bracha. That's called minig, we don't make a bracha. But where the minig is to do a mitzvah that we have already, then avada, we're doing the mitzvah, and the mitzvah means the bracha. So avada, Yom Tiv Sheni, we make brachas, we make kiddush, we make brachas. On halal, we make a bracha, because there's a mitzvah of saying halal. Just here, the minig of our rov is, there's no such mitzvah outside the Mizbeach. So that we do it is only called a pure minig. On a pure minig, we don't make a bracha. Vaita, Eivoi v'chiskiyo b'nei brate derav. They were the daughter sons of Rav. I see a rov l'kaimi derav. They brought the arovas and the shon rav in front of Rav. Chovet, they hit the arovas. V'loi berach, and they didn't make a bracha. Again, the same svarim. Kesova, they hold minig neviyamu. There's only called the minig neviyam, and in the minig to do this thing, there's no mitzvah involved. It's time a minig, you don't make a bracha. Drashi minig neviyam he pigvulin outside the Beis Hamikdash. For lo yisoid neviyam, it's not called the rabbanu made a new mitzvah. Hilkach ain't a tzricha bracha. Since it's not a mitzvah by itself, it's only a minig. We don't have to make a bracha on it. Omar Ivoy said, hevikim no kaima the Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzadik. Now again, the same story, different time, but again, Ivoy, till now his brought down, was Nageyat Hilchas Arovis. Now, saying another story that happened. Ivoy was once in front of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzadik. Also, Lekaima Yehugavra, a certain person came to ask a shaila for Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzadik. Omla, he said like this, Karisi Isli, I own the whole city. I own a lot of lands. Rashi Kforim V'yashvein. I own the whole city, I own. Karmeho Isli, I have a vineyard. The vines I own. Zeis Isli, I own the olive trees I own. Now, V'yosa B'nei Kriso, the people living in my city, O Mekash Kishin B'karme, on Shemitah, on Shri, the seventh year, they themselves go and work under the trees, under the vines, by the grapes. And V'oichlin B'zeisa, and they take their own tzchad, the payment for it, they go and they take the zeis. They eat from the olive trees. Now, the question is, it's talking about Shemitah now, the seventh year. Now, how are you allowed to work on the ground? That the Gemara will soon explain. We know on Shemitah you're not allowed to work on the ground. There's nisa to plow the ground. So we'll soon see why Makashkashin is mutter. You're allowed to do this avoid. It's called just keeping the trees alive. You're allowed to do something to the tree, work on the ground near the tree. We'll soon see what that is. That's called Makashkashin Bakarmi. They're allowed to work on the vineyard trees, on the vines there. But the maisa was V'yechlam B'zeisa, but so these workers, they wanted to get paid for the work they did. They worked for me. They fixed up my trees. They wanted to get paid. So now they took their pay. They took pay. They came to my olive trees and they took the olives. Now really this year is Shemitah. Since it's Shemitah, you have to leave all your trees hefker. Like it doesn't belong to you. Whoever wants to have a right to come and eat the olives. So therefore he wants to know that he do right by paying off his workers, letting them like you take care of this olive tree. As if to say the olive tree is yours, you watch it. Really that's wrong. You know how to do it. Because since this year Shemitah, you're not allowed to own, act like you own the olive tree. It has to be hefker. Whoever wants to come and take it. So you can't pay up your chayiv with the olive tree. That was the shaila. So he asked him, Orich or Loyorich, did I do right or didn't I do right by letting my workers get their payment back by taking care of the olive tree as if to say they own the olive tree now? So Amulah Yetzir back to him, Lo Yorich, no, you didn't do right. Hevi Koshovik Le V'yozel, when he went away, he said, Omar, Kadu Hevisi Dari Biar Yehodo. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, O Mekashkishim Bekarmid Rashi, Oidrin Esakromim Beshrius. They used to work on the vineyards on Shrius. V'yachle Zaysom, V'ischach Hafira Sakromim. To get their pay for the people that worked on the fields, they took the olive tree. The Einar Mafkir Laniyim. And they didn't let the olive tree be Hefka the way it's supposed to be on Shemitah. Whoever wants it has a right to come and take it. The workers didn't do that. The workers took it as if they own it. So he asked the question, Orach Ola Yorach. Toiv Lassus Kein Oloi, is it good what I did or not? That's what he asked him. So Omulei, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Sotik answered back and said, Lo Yorach, you didn't do good. Why is it Rashi? Lefishata Poreya Pulosom Mi Perish Shvius. It comes out now, you're paying your workers from the fruits that grow on Shvius, on Shemitah. The Torah says, L'ochla B'le L'schara. You only have a right to eat the Peris and not to do business with it. So you can't, like, pay up your workers with it. Avol Akishka Shmutla Kamon. That they fixed up the trees, the ground, that's Mutter, that we'll soon see why. So Kitzi told him, you did wrong, and Mestami stopped doing it. Tomorrow says that the Maisa was Hevi Koshovik Levi Yozel. He was Mekabul and he went away. So Rashi learns, Omar means Elazar Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik said over now that Kad Havisi Dari Bar Yehod the Mem Shonin. I lived in this land already 40 years. V'loy Chomis Bar Inish Malach Biarchon Tisaknan Kidein. I never saw anybody go on such a right path like this person was. Rashi Kvaovru Mem Shona Sheni Dara Beretz Hazois. I never saw a person to mahalach biurcha the saknon kidein. Shemahalach b'derech yosha kodem zeh. I never saw a person that went such a right path as this person. Like he had a suffix, he didn't know if he's doing right or wrong, and he came to ask the shayla, and he told him he's doing wrong. He's makabel right away. He didn't go to argue back. Maybe yeah, maybe no. He's makabel right away. He said this person is a yosha, is a galata person. He's going in the right path. Then he came back to this person, the Yomalei, my Nevet. What should I do right now? Tell me what the answer is. What should I do? Omalei, he said like this, Afka Zesa Lechashuche. You go be Mafka, let your olive tree become Hefka Lechashuche to the Aniyim. Don't let anybody who ever wants to come and take it. V'sein Prite Lekeshkushe Kromin. And you go pay the workers, the people that work for you, you go pay them. Don't let them take their pay from the pay Rishvias, that you're not allowed to do, but rather give them money. Rashi retain prutois mikischo the kishkoshi akromin. You pay them from your own money, pay the people that work from you. That's what you're supposed to do, that's the halacha. For the Gemara though now, the kishkoshi akromin, the kishkoshi mishari, or this before, tame prut the kishkoshi akromin. Give the money to the people that work on the fields. For the Gemara, the kishkoshi mishari, are you allowed to do this on Shvias? Are you allowed to work on the ground, on the fields, under the trees on Shvias? For your time, you will learn, the Pasuk says, V'hashviyas tishmetenu natashto. You should, like, be resting. Don't work on Shviyas. So Vidashna means, tishmetenu rest milakashkosh. You're not allowed to work on the fields. Or natashto milisako. You're not allowed to take away the stones from the fields. So Rashi learns, milisako means milahashlech avonim lachutz. If you have a lot of stones around the tree, so you want to take away the stones to make the tree go better, you're not allowed to do that. Because that's a type of a plowing. You're not allowed to do any work on the ground on Shemitah. So Liskol is also, for who are dear Melakashkis is also also. So how do you say here he's allowed to do it on Shrius? So Teretz is like this. Omar Rav Ukva Bar Choma, Trey Kishkushi Hevi. There are two different ways you could do this Kishkus of fixing up the trees on Shemitah. Chod is Stume Pili. One is if there are cracks. Strashi Stume Pili. Shashroshi Megulim. If the roots of the tree are uncovered, there's no ground on top of it. And you have to cover up the roots. In order that the tree should not dry up. You're not really making it better, you're just keeping the tree alive. That it shouldn't die. You're not doing this to make the tree grow better. You're just doing it to keep it alive, shari. This you're allowed to do on Shemitah. You're allowed to do something to the tree just to keep the tree alive. So kishkashir means, or pili means, to cover up the roots. That you're allowed to do. Because if you don't cover up the roots with dirt, the tree may die. So you're allowed to do things that the tree should not die. V'chad is another type of a kishkas. That's a ruye eloni. That's to make the tree more healthier, to make it grow better. And a ruye eloni yosser, to make the trees grow better, that's called avoid, that's not allowed to do. That's the pshat v'yashriyas tishmetenu. You have to stay away from fixing up the trees. Abistume pili shari, just to cover up the roots, to make it that the tree should not die, that you're allowed to do on Shemitah. Shrashi v'chad lav ruye eloni. Uboroisom mecharusom linkoiv ofer shalashroshim lazizoi sheirach. Remember, you want to work on the ground to make the ground soft, but the chuach and the ground and the tree should grow better. That's also that you have no heter to do on Shemitah. So well, it's good this mice here. Here that he said you're allowed to work on the trees. It means just like covering up the roots that the tree should not die. Right. Omer Eivoy Mishum Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik. Al Yahalech Odom Beyavish Shabosois Yoisim Gimel Pasois. A person should not travel on Erev Shabbos more than Gimel Pasois. A parsa usually is 4 mil. That's around a mil is around half of a mile. So you shouldn't travel around 6 miles on Erev Shabbos. Shrash Lo Yahalech El Yishpais Loi Biyod Yom Gadol V'Yechavon Loi Suda Shabbos. Come home nice and early Friday to make sure you prepare yourself to have enough Sudas on Shabbos. So Omar Rav Kano, Le'yamorin, this is only said, El Le'beisai, only if you're coming home. In other words, you have to prepare the Suda, so you have to make sure you have enough time to prepare the Suda. Avol Yishpizdi, if you're going to a hotel this Shabbos, going to an inn, where you're not cooking, it's all cooked for you already, then it's mutter. Amai did not get samach, but you're being samach on what they prepare for you. Then you can come late. You don't have to come so early. So Drashi, Amai did not get samach. Ain't there samach al b'nei habayis? If you're going to eat by another hotel, if you're going to stay in an inn, so they're like taking the food with you. So to take the food with you, you don't have to prepare the food later. Like before you leave the house, you take the food with you, so you have food what to eat. Then it's all right. Vika the army, some say no. Omar of Kamel lo nitzrcho elo afidu lebeisai. The chiddush is even if you're coming home, still you have to come home early in order to help. Drashi afidu lebeisai. Demasha moitzi imat imrav shaloi hu. Afa pekein lo yahalach. Vechoshchen lishpiza shloyim tzaklum. That's a kabachayma. Madach when you come home to your own house and you have everything in your own house. You have all the food there. Still was saying you shouldn't go away. You should be home early in order to prepare. So for sure, if you're going to go away someplace else, for sure you should reach there early to make sure you have everything you need. So luckily, you have to make sure everything is prepared before Shabbos. Omer Rav Kano, v'didi have a yuvda v'afilu kisa d'hastan l'yashkechei. It happened to me once, he went away, and he didn't come home in time enough before Shabbos, and he didn't have enough food to eat. He couldn't even find a good dish. A kisa d'hastan, usually it's a chosh of a type of a fish. Trashi suda muatis, a small suda, dogim katanim, small sardines, metugna mekemach, fried in flour, vishumim with oil shalhem. Because they made a nice dish, a nice fried sardine with oil and flour. So you couldn't even find that to cover Shabbos. In other words, like this halacha, you shouldn't go away far on Erev Shabbos, make sure you come home on time that the food is all prepared. Faita. Mitzvah Zlulav Ketzet. The Mishnah says, what's the Mitzvah Zlulav? They used to put it on Shabbos, they used to bring it on Harabayis before on Friday. And it used to be the father with Agabi Itzabo, the Mishnah says. On Friday, they put it there on top of platforms. Toni, Tona, Kaimed, Rav Nachman. Soidrin, Agag, Hoitzabo. They used to put the Lulavim on Friday before Shabbos on the roofs of the platforms. Omelais, they said back to him, the Chiliavshan Utsarach, like, what are you going to put them on top of a roof? They put something on top of the roof, that's like to dry it out. We don't want the lulav to dry out. So what are you putting it on top? So Rashi v'harei ha-yavish posel. If you put the lulav on top of the roof, you're afraid the sun will bake down and make a posel. Ela, it works like this. Ela ema al-gav ha-itztavah. Not on top on the roof, but on it. Al-gav, on top of the itztavah, on top of the platform itself. And Omer Rochba, Omer Rav Yehuda. Harabayis, going up to the base of Midrash, and Harabayis, Satyav kofel hoya. There were like 2 rows of these platforms. Satya lufnir misatya. There's like a platform in front of another platform. That's the way the Harabayis went up. Shashi tztaboyis makifa soysa. There were platforms going around them. Vitztaboyis acherim hekel lufnir mi hekel. Like inside and outside there were platforms. So Kitzel used to put the lulavim not on the roof of it, but on top of the platform. Right, the Mishnah says, Mitzvahs Arovas Ketzah. What's the mitzvah of the Arova? Mokem Hoyu Lamatim Yishlayim. There was a place on the bottom of Yishlayim, the Nikra Moitzah. That's the name of the place. We remember the first time, the world explained why. Yordim L'Sham used to go down there, or Malaktim L'Sham used to pick from there, Moviyah Shel Arova. A whole bunch of young Arovas. Maravis means like Natiya, small, young Arovas used to pick a whole bunch of them. Uboyim, they would come back to the Beis HaMikdash, V'zoik V'noisa, they would stand them up, V'tzidi HaMizbech, on the sides of the Mizbech, they would stand up these tall Arovas. V'roshayim, and the top of the Arovas, Kefufim Agabi HaMizbech, would be bent over, Kofuf, bent over on top of the Mizbech. So we'll soon see the Mizbech was 10 Amas tall, so this had to be 11 Amas. In order that you have one Amas on top, bent over. Now, tikkel v'ariya v'tikkel. You used to blow the shofar, a tkiya, a truah, and a tkiya. His bezman, they would make, when the bezman, they were taking their rovis, or putting their rovis, putting on the side of the mizbech, they would be tekeya, ariya v'tikkel. V'chol yoy makifenes the mizbech pamachas. Every day they went around the mizbech once with their rovis. V'yoymim, they would say, Onu Hashem Oshieno. Onu Hashem Atlichano. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ani v'hoi Hoshieno. That's what they said. V'yoysi ayoyim, but on the day of Hoshana Rabbo, makifenes the mizbech sheva pomim. They used to go around the mizbeach 7 times. We had a machlokes before, did they go around with the lulav 7 times, or did they go around with the arovis 7 times? And now in many gears, we go around with the lulav. We go around with the lulav every day once, and we go around with the lulav on the Shana Rabba 7 times. Hey, if the arova, they didn't go around with the arova. The arova was just done like we do either. They just put it around the mizbeach, or else they just held it and hit the arovis. But not to go around the mizbeach with the arovis. Trasha nivahoy. The gematria onu Hashem, v'yoyed mishivu m'shtayim shemus sein. V'yis ayim b'shvi and Hashem Rabba, they went around the mizbeach 7 times. B'shas p'tiros, and after they finished, when they went away from the mizbeach, mahein oimim, what did they say? Yoyfi loch mizbeach, yoyfi loch mizbeach. You're very nice to mizbeach, you're very nice to mizbeach. Reb Lezer oimer liyo v'loch mizbeach. Liyov aloch mizbeach, like to you, and to the mizbeach, that's what we say like goodbye to the mizbeach. Now, kamaseyo b'choyol, kach maseyo b'shabbos. The same way they did this on choyol on the weekday, the same way they did it on Shabbos also. No, this was doicha Shabbos also. Elo shoyu malakti noisa mierif, but when Hashanah Rabba came out on Shabbos, or whenever it came out on the day of Shabbos, on Friday, they used to pick off the arovis. And they didn't derise, so the issue of the rice of picking off their rovis, that they did on Friday. And they show you malakte noisem yerif, or manicha noisem begigya shozov, used to put it into pitchers of golden pitchers, the mesala had water inside it, kadesh la yechmoshu, that it should not dry up, should not shrink. So they used to pick them off on Friday, in order not to have to do it on Shabbos, and they used to store it in the water to keep it fresh. Rabbi Yechanan ben Bruka Weiner, charuyos shel dekel hoyim avien. He said they didn't use arovis, though the Indian was to use a lulav. The charuya shodekel, that's a lulav. They used to take the branch of a palm tree, hoyim avien, v'chayvtu noisa v'karka, and they would like hit it on the ground, v'tzidi ha-mizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach. V'yoyse yoyim, on this day of Hashanah Rabbah, nikra chovet charuyas. They used to call hitting the lulavim. That's what he holds. Shrashi, charuya shodekel hoyim avien, bein b'choyl bein b'shabbos. We'll go on the first time, the Gemara will explain why. Does he argue there's no mitzvahs arovis, or this was an added attraction even after the arovis, the Gemara will explain. But they also used to take special lulavs, and they used to hit the floor with it, and they used to call it, v'yoseyam nikra chavut charuyis, the day of hitting the lulav. Vaita, miyad tinoikos shomtim es lulveyem, v'yechlem es regeyem. This is a new din. Rashi says, miyad tinoikos, from the hands of the children, they used to pull away the lulav. Rashi Hagdolim Shemtim Eslulvi Aktanim Miyodim Mishri. As on Hashanah Rabba, like after they finished the mitzvah, the older people would pull away the lulav from the children. The Oichlin Esregeim Shaltinikis. They would eat the esreg that belonged to the kids. The Yen Bedov Aloy Mishum Gezab Aloy Mishum Daki Sholem. Shekach Noigu Machme Simcha. That was the minik. There was such a minik to have simcha then, like to play, that there's no way to gezel upon this. That was the minik. They used to pull away the lulav from the kids, and you just take away the Esregim and put the Iter Esregim. And the Chiddush is, that was the meaning of Simcha, there's no Issa, there's no Issa Gezel. Gemara says, Tana, Mokom Kalan Yehevi. Really, that the Mishnah starts off and says that Rabbis was a place in the bottom of Yishlayim called Moitzah. From there they would get the young growth of this Arabis. Really, it wasn't called Moitzah, the place. Really, the place was called Kalanya Heve. Vetana Didon, nighttime Mekorele Moitzah. How come our Mishnah says this place where they went to get their Arabis on the bottom of Yishlayim was called Moitzah? Aidi Demapik Mikargo Demalko. Since that place was Potter, they didn't have to pay taxes. Korolei Moitzah, it's called Moitzah. Moitzah is Lashon of Ptur, that you don't have to pay. Shrashi Klanyo Ben Chorin Min Amas HaMelech. Really, it was a free place, you don't have to pay taxes there. The Mafakarga Moitzah Nechlal Hamas. Moitzah, they were taken out, they were potter from paying taxes. Behind Nami Klanyo to Tesefta. It's the same thing. That's why this place was called that name, because this was the place where they didn't have to pay taxes. So I call upon them, that's where their robbers were growing. Stam was nice, very nice, the robbers there. So they went down there to get their robbers from that place. So after they got their robbers, they would come and put them up, stand them up next to the Mizbeach. Tono, Rovois v'yaruchois u'gvoyois echad osor amo. They were rabbis, a lot of them, and very long and tall, 11 amas tall. That's how tall they were. 11 amas, very tall. Today that it should reach the top of the Mizbeach and bend over another Amor on top. So the Mizbeach was 10 Amos tall, this time it would be 11 Amos tall. Amor is very tall. Come out like some sheet that's 22 feet tall. Or the sheet is a foot and a half an Amor.
Yeah.
Omer HaMemes, HaMemes says, Mishuma Zutra. Shema Mino al Hayesoid Monachlu. Like, where did they put the Arovis? Where was the bottom of the Arovis? It wasn't on the floor, but rather was on the Yesoid. The Mizbeach had on the bottom of the Mizbeach, first it was a little platform, they like. It came up in Amma, and it went in an Amma, and then was the Mizbeach. But the bottom of the Amma was called the Yesoid, which was an Amma wide. So he says the Arovis was, the bottom of the Arovis was on the Yesoid. It wasn't on the ground, which would be an Amor away from the Mizbeach, but rather was mamash right on the side of the Mizbeach, on the bottom by the Yisoid. Why? The Sagodat, if you want to tell me, they put the Arovis on the ground, it reached the ground, Michti, let's see, how was the Mizbeach made? Ola Amor v'Kornas Amor. The bottom Yisoid was, first there was a little platform coming up in Amor, went in an Amor, and then you had the Mizbeach up. So this bottom first Amma here was the Yisoid. So if you want to tell me now the rubber's on the floor, the Chur, that rubber's had to go slanted till it got up here. Because the rubber had to be on the floor an Amma away from the Mizbeach. So it had to go slanty up. These Sagotaitach are Yemonach Lu, Michti, Ola Amma, Vekornas Amma, Zel Yisoid, Ola Chomish. Then again, the Mizbeach went up five Amis, Vekornas Amma, and it came in another Amma, Zel Soiv, that was the Soivay. All the Sholosh, and it went up three Amis, Zel Mokam Akronis. That's where the Kerem in the corners of the Mizbech was. Now, Goichas Agabi Mizbech Hechem Shkachas Lo. How could you have us only 11 Amis, and it was on the floor? It was really like two Amis away from the Mizbech. Because the top of the Mizbech was indentioned two Amis yet. There was the one Am of the Yisoid, and one Am of the Soivet. So the top of the Mizbech was like two Amis away from the floor. So if the Arav was lying on the floor, and had to go diagonally up, so then it would not reach it to be a complete Amma on top of the Mizbeach. It was too far away. If you go slanty, you'll have to be more than 11 Amma, more than 11 Amma side to make it go an Amma over the Mizbeach. Elav Shemamina, for Yeretz Rayon, that a Yisoid Monachlu Shemamina, that the Arabis was on the Yisoid. Then it wasn't so far away from the Mizbeach. Then like it only had to like get one Amma closer. The Yisoid was an Amma indention. Then it went up five Ammas. True, then the Mizbech went in another Amma, and that was the Seve. Then it went up three Amas. So just to go over one Amma, that's not so bad. Then it could fold over and be on top of the Mizbech the way it's supposed to be. So the way Rashi explains, like the Arovis was on the Yisoid. Now the Yisoid was one Amma high. Now the Mizbech itself was 10 Amas high, true. That was on top of the Kronos. But just on top of the Mizbech was like only 9 Amas tall. Because the Kronos was another Amma tall. So from the Yisoid to the top of the Mizbech was only 8 Amas.
So there's only 8 amas there. So you have now the Arabis, which was 11 amas tall, even though it was a little bit slanty, so it had to go over. There was plenty of room for it to like hang over to be a complete amah, folded over on top of the Mizbeach. So it's a raya that the Arabis was on the bottom of the side, and not on the side, on the bottom, on the ground. All right, we'll stop here.